Who is Jill Stein? Jill Ellen Stein, born May 14, 1950, is an American physician, activist, and politician. She is the Green Party's nominee for President of the United States in the 2016 election. Stein was also the Green Party's presidential nominee in 2012. She ran for governor of Massachusetts in 2002 and 2010. Early life and education. Jill Stein was born in Chicago, the daughter of Gladys and Joseph Stein, and raised in Highland Park, Illinois. Her parents were from Russian Jewish families, and Stein was raised in a Reform Jewish household, attending Chicago's North Shore Congregation Israel and Reform Synagogue. She now considers herself agnostic. Stein is married to Richard Rohrer, who is also a physician. They live in Lexington, Massachusetts, and have two adult sons. In 1973, Stein graduated magna cum laude from Harvard, where she studied psychology, sociology, and anthropology. She then attended Harvard Medical School and graduated in 1979. After graduating from Harvard Medical School, Stein practiced internal medicine for 25 years at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Simmons College Health Center, and Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, and also served as an instructor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. She retired from practicing and teaching medicine in 2005 and 2006, respectively. Career. As a medical doctor, Stein became increasingly concerned about the connection between people's health and the quality of their local environment, and decided to turn to activism in 1998 when she began protesting the Filthy Five coal plants in Massachusetts. Stein's testimony on the effects of mercury and dioxin contamination from the burning of waste helped preserve the Massachusetts moratorium on new trash incinerator construction in the state, and she later testified in support of updating the Massachusetts fish advisories to better protect women and children from mercury contamination. Since 1998, she has served on the board of the Greater Boston Chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility. In 2003, Stein co-founded and served as executive director of the Massachusetts Coalition for Healthy Communities, a nonprofit organization that addressed a variety of issues important to the health and well-being of Massachusetts communities, including healthcare, local green economies, and grassroots democracy. In 2008, Stein helped formulate a successful Secure Green Future ballot initiative that called upon legislators to accelerate efforts to move the Massachusetts economy to renewable energy and make development of green jobs a priority. Other organizations Stein has worked with include Clean Water Action, Toxic Action Center, Global Climate Convergence, Physicians for a National Health Program, and Massachusetts Medical Society. Stein is an advocate for campaign finance reform. In 1998, she helped campaign for the Clean Elections Law in Massachusetts. The law was later repealed by the Democratic majority legislature, leading Stein to leave the Democratic Party and join the Green Party. Stein has also served on the board of Mass Voters for Fair Elections and has campaigned for implementing instant runoff voting in Massachusetts. Alongside her political career, Stein also recorded musical albums with collaborator Ken Seltzer in the folk rock band Somebody's Sister. She plays the conga and djembe drums and the guitar. During the 1990s and 2000s, the duo released four studio albums, Flashpoint, Somebody's Sister, Green Sky, and Circuits to the Sun. Many of the songs focus on issues Stein emphasizes in her political career, peace, justice, and climate action. The pair also often performed at live events, such as the 2008 Green Rainbow Convention in Leominster, Massachusetts. Electoral Campaign History. State and Local Campaigns. Massachusetts Gubernatorial Candidate, 2002. Stein was the Green Rainbow Party candidate for governor of Massachusetts in 2002 and finished third in a field of five candidates with 76,530 votes, or 3.5%. After her debate performances received good reviews, supporters of the Democratic nominee purchased the rights to JillStein.org. Massachusetts House of Representatives Candidate, 2004. Following her third-place results in the 2002 Massachusetts gubernatorial election, Stein ran for state representative in 2004 for the 9th Middlesex District, which included portions of Waltham and Lexington. She received 3,911 votes, 21.3%, in a three-way race, losing to incumbent Thomas M. Stanley, Massachusetts Secretary of the Commonwealth candidate, 2006. At the Green Rainbow Party State Convention on March 4, 2006, Stein was nominated for Secretary of the Commonwealth. In a two-way race with the three-term incumbent, Democrat Bill Galvin, she received 353,551 votes, or 18%. Town of Lexington, Town Meeting Representative, 2005 and 2008. Lexington, Massachusetts, has a town meeting-style government. Stein was elected to the town meeting seat, Precinct 2, in Lexington, Massachusetts, in the March 2005 local elections. She finished first of 16 candidates, running for seven seats, receiving 539 votes, or 20.6% of the vote. Stein was re-elected in 2008, finishing second of 13, vying for eight seats. Massachusetts gubernatorial candidate, 2010. On February 8, 2010, Stein announced her candidacy for governor on the steps of the Massachusetts State House in Boston. In the November 2 general election, Stein finished last, receiving 32,816 votes out of 2,287 million cast, or 1.4%. Presidential campaigns. 2012 presidential campaign. In August 2011, Stein indicated that she was considering running for President of the United States with the Green Party in the 2012 national election. In a published questionnaire, she said that a number of Green activists had asked her to run and called the U.S. debt ceiling crisis, quote, "the president's astounding attack on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, a betrayal of the public interest," unquote. She said she would announce her intentions by the end of September 2011. Stein later said that she would announce her decision on October 24th. On October 24th, 2011, Stein launched her campaign at a press conference in Massachusetts, saying, quote, "We are all realizing that we, the people, have to take charge because the political parties that are serving the top 1% are not going to solve the problems that the rest of us face. We need people in Washington who will refuse to be bought by lobbyists and for whom change is not just a slogan," unquote. In December 2011, Ben Manske, a Wisconsin Green Party leader, was announced as Stein's campaign manager. Her major primary opponents were Kent P. Mezplay and Roseanne Barr. Stein's signature issue during the primary was a Green New Deal, a government spending plan intended to put 25 million people to work. Mezplay called that unrealistic, saying, quote, "this will take time to implement and lacks legislative support," unquote. Stein became the presumptive Green Party nominee after winning two-thirds of California's delegates in June 2012. In a statement following the California election, Stein said, quote, "voters will not be forced to choose between two servants of Wall Street in the upcoming election. Now we know there will be a third candidate on the ballot who is a genuine champion of working people," unquote. Stein was endorsed for president in 2012 by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and war correspondent Chris Hedges, among others. Linguist Noam Chomsky said he would vote for her, but urged those in swing states to vote for Barack Obama. On July 1, 2012, the Stein campaign reported it had received enough contributions to qualify for primary season federal matching funds, pending confirmation from the FEC. If funded, Stein would be the second Green Party presidential candidate ever to have qualified, with Ralph Nader being the first in 2000. On July 11, Stein selected Sherry Hunkala, an anti-poverty activist, as her running mate for the Green vice presidential nomination. On July 14, she officially received the Green Party's nomination at its convention in Baltimore. On October 16, Stein and Hunkala were arrested after they tried to enter the site of the presidential debate at Hofstra University while protesting the exclusion of smaller political parties, such as the Green Party, from the debates. The Free and Equal Election Foundation hosted a third-party debate with four candidates on October 19 and a debate between Stein and Gary Johnson on November 5. Al Jazeera, C-SPAN, and RT America were the three major networks carrying the first debate. During the campaign, Stein repeatedly said there were no significant differences between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. She said, "Romney is a wolf in a wolf's clothing. Obama is a wolf in a sheep's clothing, but they both essentially have the same agenda." She called both of them Wall Street candidates, asking for a mandate for 4 more years of corporate rule. Stein received 469,501 votes, or 0.4%. She received 1% or more of the vote in 3 states, Maine, Oregon, and Alaska. 2016 presidential campaign. On February 6, 2015, Stein announced the formation of an exploratory committee in preparation for a potential campaign for the Green Party's presidential nomination in 2016. On June 22, she formally announced her candidacy in a live interview with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! After former Ohio State Senator Nina Turner reportedly declined to be her running mate, Stein chose human rights activist Ajamu Baraka on August 1. Stein has stated that the Democratic and Republican parties are, quote, two corporate parties, unquote, that have converged into one. Concerned by the rise of fascism internationally and the rise of neoliberalism within the Democratic Party, she has said, quote, the answer to neo-fascism is stopping neoliberalism. Putting another Clinton in the White House will fan the flames of this right-wing extremism. We have known that for a long time, ever since Nazi Germany, unquote. Endorsements. Stein has been endorsed by the Union Theological Seminary professor Cornell West, one of Bernie Sanders' appointees to the Democratic Platform Committee. Author Chris Hedges again endorsed Stein in 2016, and Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawant of the Socialist Alternative Party has also endorsed Stein. Political positions. Economy. Referring to President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal approach to the Great Depression, Stein advocated a Green New Deal in her 2012 and 2016 campaigns, in which renewable energy jobs would be created to address climate change and environmental issues. The objective would be to employ, quote, every American willing and able to work, unquote. Stein said she would fund the startup costs of the plan with a 30% reduction in the U.S. military budget, returning U.S. troops home, and increasing taxes on speculation in stock markets, offshore tax havens, and multi-million-dollar real estate, among other things. In 2012 and 2016, she cited a 2012 study in the Review of Black Political Economy by Rutgers professor Philip Harvey, showing that the multiplier economic effects of this Green New Deal would recoup most of the startup costs of her plan. Stein further argued that her plan will end unemployment and poverty. Asked how the funds of the Green New Deal would be distributed, Stein said that it would be through a community decision-making process, but, quote, exactly how that would be configured, you know, that remains to be established. During her 2012 and 2016 presidential runs, Stein has called for nationalizing and democratizing the Federal Reserve, placing it under a federal monetary authority in the Treasury Department, and ending its independence. In 2016, Stein said that she supported a new 0.5% financial transactions tax on the sale of stocks, bonds, and derivatives, and an increase in the estate tax to at least 55% on inheritances over $3 million. Stein has argued that the Wall Street bailout was unconscionable and a waste. In 2012, Stein opposed the raising of the debt ceiling, arguing that the U.S. should instead raise taxes on the wealthy and make military spending cuts to offset the debt. Stein supports the creation of sustainable infrastructure based on clean, renewable energy generation and sustainable community principles to stop what her party sees as a growing convergence of environmental crisis in water, soil, fisheries, and forests. Her vision includes increasing intra-city mass transit and intercity railroads, creating complete streets that safely encourage bike and pedestrian traffic and regional food systems based on sustainable, organic agriculture. Stein has been skeptical of official employment numbers, saying in her 2015 State of the Union Green Party response that unemployment figures at the time were, quote, designed to essentially cover up unemployment, unquote, and arguing that the real unemployment rate for that year was around 12 to 13%. In February 2016, she said that the real unemployment is nearly 10%, or two times as high as the official rate. She supports the creation of nonprofit publicly owned banks, pledging to create such entities at the federal and state levels. Education. Stein has argued for free higher public education going forward. Stein favors canceling all student loan debt, saying that it could be done using quantitative easing and without raising taxes. She has described quantitative easing as a digital hat trick or, quote, magic trick that basically people don't need to understand any more about than that it is a magic trick, unquote. According to Stein, the Federal Reserve could buy up student loans and agree not to collect the debt, thereby effectively canceling it. Stein has drawn parallels between her student loan proposal and the Wall Street bailout, saying that the U.S. government bought up Wall Street debt and then canceled it. When asked why her plan includes canceling upper-income individuals' debt, Stein responded that higher education pays for itself, and that education is not a gift, but a right and a necessity. Stein feels the move towards computerized education in kindergarten was bad for young children's cognitive and social development, saying, quote, "We should be moving away from screens at all levels of education," unquote. She argues that increasing computerization benefits only device manufacturers, not teachers, children, or communities. Stein opposes charter schools and has been critical of the Common Core, saying that teachers, rather than corporate contractors, should be responsible for education. Electoral reform. Stein is critical of the two-party system and argues for ranked choice voting as a favorable alternative to lesser evilism. Calling for more voices and more choices, the Stein campaign launched a petition demanding that all candidates appearing on a sufficient number of state ballots to be theoretically electable should be invited to participate in the presidential debates. Energy and environment. Stein proposes that the United States transition to 100% renewable energy by 2030. She supports a national ban on fracking on the grounds that cutting-edge science now suggests fracking is every bit as bad as coal. She has spoken against nuclear energy, saying it is dirty, dangerous, and expensive and should be precluded on all of those counts. Stein says that she will ensure that any worker displaced by the shift away from fossil fuels will receive full income and benefits as they transition to alternative work. She has further argued that moving away from fossil fuels will produce substantial savings in healthcare costs. She wants to, quote, "treat energy as a human right," unquote. Stein accepts the scientific consensus on climate change, calling it a, quote, "national emergency," unquote. She has described the Paris Climate Agreement as inadequate, saying it will not stop climate change. She has proposed to override the agreement and create a more effective one. Stein also contends that we are in a major extinction event, the sixth great extinction, and that we could see half of the world's life forms disappear in this century. Stein has argued that the cost of transitioning to 100% renewable energy by 2030 would in part be recouped by healthcare savings, citing the experience of Cuba when it lost Soviet oil subsidies and Cubans experienced improvements in health outcomes. Foreign and defense policy. Stein wants to cut U.S. military spending by at least 50%. She would close U.S. overseas military bases and has said that they are, quote, "turning our republic into a bankrupt empire," unquote. She wants to replace the lost military jobs with jobs in renewable energy, transportation, and green infrastructure development, and to restore the National Guard as the centerpiece of our defense. According to Stein, the United States should use force only when there is good evidence that we are under imminent threat of actual attack. When asked by the Los Angeles Times editorial board whether that standard would have prevented U.S. involvement in World War II, Stein answered, quote, "I don't want to revisit history or try to reinterpret it, you know? But starting from where we are now, given the experience that what we've had in the last, you know, since 2001, which has been an utter disaster, I don't think it's benefited us," unquote. Asked whether such a standard would force the U.S. to withdraw from all of its mutual defense treaties, Stein answered that the treaties need to be looked at one by one, mentioning NATO in particular. Stein has argued that the United States helped foment a coup in Ukraine, maintaining that Ukraine should be neutral and that the United States should not arm it. She was critical of the Ukrainian government formed after the Ukrainian Revolution of 2014, saying that the ultra-nationalists and ex-Nazis came to power. She met with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in December 2015 at a banquet celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Russian state television network RT. While in Russia, Stein criticized U.S. foreign policy, saying that the U.S. had a policy of domination instead of international law, human rights, and diplomacy, and human rights in the U.S., but did not criticize Russian foreign policy or human rights abuses. After U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces captured Manbij from ISIL in August, Stein tweeted, quote, "To Syrians who escaped Manbij because of the U.S.-led forces, I'm sorry our weapons terrorized you for 2 years," unquote. She has said that her approach to the Syrian civil war would be to put in place a weapons embargo, freeze funds going to ISIL and other terrorist groups, and push for a peace process leading to a ceasefire. Stein is also in favor of taking far more than the 10,000 Syrian refugees Obama has pledged to take in. Stein has been sharply critical of the use of drones, calling them a human rights violation and an illegal assassination program, saying that they are off target 9 times out of 10. Stein has accused the Israeli government of apartheid, assassination, illegal settlements, blockades, building of nuclear bombs, indefinite detention, collective punishment, and defiance of international law. She supports the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel and regards Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a war criminal. When asked in September 2016 whether she had a position on whether a two-state solution is a better solution than a one-state solution, Stein answered, quote, "I feel like I'm not as informed as I need to be to really weigh in on that," unquote. Immediately after the UK voted to leave the European Union, Stein posted a celebratory statement on her website saying the vote was a, quote, "victory for those who believe in the right of self-determination and who reject the pro-corporate austerity policies of the political elites in the EU and a rejection of the European political elite and their contempt for ordinary people," unquote. On the eve of the 15-year anniversary of the September 11 attacks, Stein called for a comprehensive and independent inquiry into the attacks, saying that the 9/11 Commission report contained many omissions and distortions. The next day she said, quote, "I think I would not have assassinated Osama bin Laden, but would have captured him and brought him to trial," unquote. Health. Stein is in favor of replacing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, with a Medicare for All healthcare system, and has said that it is an illusion that Obamacare is a step in the right direction towards single-payer healthcare. When asked in August 2016 whether she supported a ballot measure in Colorado to create the first universal healthcare system in the nation, Colorado Care, Stein said she was not ready to endorse the plan, citing concerns about gaps and loopholes in the ballot measure. Stein has been critical of subsidizing unhealthy food products and agribusiness for its advertisements encouraging unhealthy eating. She has said that due to agribusiness, Greeks no longer have the healthy diets they once did. Race relations. Stein has deplored what she and others identify as the structural racism of the U.S. judicial and prison system. She has promised that the Green New Deal prioritizes job creation in the areas of greatest need, communities of color, and argues that the war on drugs has disproportionately affected communities of color. In June 2016, Stein called for reparations for slavery. In accepting the nomination of the Green Party, she reiterated this support, calling for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to provide reparations to acknowledge the enormous debt owed to the African American community. Science. In the 2016 election, Stein was criticized for adopting political positions based on what critics have called out-of-the-mainstream views on science-related topics, pesticides and GMOs. In Environmental Threats to Healthy Aging, 2008, Stein concludes her section on pesticides by saying, quote, "Many but not all studies find that acute high-dose and chronic lower-dose occupational exposures to some neurotoxic pesticides are linked to an increased risk of cognitive decline, dementia, or Alzheimer's disease." Stein supports GMO labeling and a moratorium on new GMOs until they are proven safe, and would phase out GMO foods. Speaking of the health effects of foods derived from GM crops, she has said, quote, "And I can tell you, as a physician with special interest and long history in environmental health, that the quality of studies that we have are not what you need. We should have a moratorium until they are proven safe, and they have not been proven safe in the way that they are used." Commentators have criticized Stein's statements about GMOs as contradicting the scientific consensus that existing GM foods are no less safe than foods made from conventional crops. Spending on scientific research. In 2012, Vote Smart reported that Stein wanted to slightly decrease spending on space exploration. She favored maintaining current levels of spending on scientific and medical research. In 2016, Stein said NASA funding should be increased, arguing that by halving the military budget, more money could be directed towards exploring space instead of destroying planet Earth. Whistleblowers. In her acceptance speech for the Green Party nomination, she called for ending the war on whistleblowers and freeing the political prisoners Leonard Peltier, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Chelsea Manning, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, Jeffrey Sterling, and Edward Pinckney. She said that she would have Snowden in her cabinet if elected. In an op-ed on the subject of WikiLeaks, Stein argued that Assange was doing what journalists should be doing but are not, and added that whistleblowers have been increasingly subject to character assassination and persecution during the Obama administration. In her view, it is heroic to resist the media and political elites' control of information.